Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Well, all right. Welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast with Kevin and Chuck. Well, we're going to revisit UFOs. A lot of new stuff kind of keeps coming out, and it just kind of keeps bringing this topic to the forefront. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, and we just like to talk about things that are, you know, on point. But hey, if there's aliens out there plotting against us, I've seen that movie Mars Attack, so I have some insight, you know.
Right.
We need to be, you know, there are certain things you might want to add to your preps based on, you know, we'll just put the information out there and you guys, you know, take it as you want to.
Right. Now, if you've seen Mars Attacks, you know the only way to really defeat aliens is high-pitched yodeling. Mm-hmm. So you might want to add that to your skill set, you know. Might want to work on that in your spare time when you're doing some bushcraft, you know, work some yodeling into it.
That wholly sounds right. And I mean, the way we're poking around Mars these days, you know, who's to say we're not going to piss somebody off out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now they're saying mushrooms. Have you seen the mushrooms on Mars?
No.
Have you seen the pictures of them?
Nope.
They have pictures. They don't know what it is. It looks like it's growing. It could also be very weird round rocks that seem to be popping up out of the ground. So it's not confirmed that they're mushrooms. They didn't they didn't send any back so we could eat them or anything like that. You know, no like tripping. They weren't growing out of cow patties or anything, but something weird is going on there. So maybe those are the first Martians.
Now, actually, what brought this topic to the forefront? One, I think, let me go back, digress for a minute. A lot of people are willing to dismiss aliens as ridiculous and whatever. I think it challenges your, core beliefs. Like, does it, you know, conflict with God? Or does it, you know, just science and nature that we know? You know, if the world's always flat, then telling somebody that the world is round, it shatters your core kind of thing. Because you're like, well, the basics of life that I know are not what I know. You know, like even if, you know, all of a sudden we found out that the world really was flat, right? We'd be like, oh, shit. I mean, that's a big disruptor, right? So that's the thing. Like, we've in our mind decided, well, you know, since we haven't had contact, since we haven't seen any kind of aliens, therefore, it's been all this time. It's been a long fucking time since we've been studying shit. And we have no, like, hard evidence of, like, hey, look at these alien bodies that we can bring out in the town square, you know?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I mean, I understand there is some pretty good footage coming out now from, you know, our military and different organizations. And we're going to kind of get into that and talk about some of the things and why it definitely seems to be a very legitimate thing. And more, again, it kind of affirms your government's been lying to you.
Right.
Your government's been keeping secrets. And in a way, I kind of can accept it's been for the greater good. I mean, you know, I'm making some leaps here. So, you know, but we'll kind of delve into it. So really what brought this podcast on, it's where I was here a minute ago, we've come full circle, is that we managed to sneak into one of the COVID bills. Marco Rubio has demanded that within 180 days, that is it the CIA or the Pentagon, I guess, release.
Yeah, it's basically the Navy Intelligence Committee and the FBI.
All right. And they're going to release, what is it? Any kind of footage related to UFOs or what?
Any information. And they're not called UFOs anymore. Because UFOs are something that crazy people believe in.
Right. This is like cartoon stuff.
This is UAPs. They're unidentified aerial phenomenon. And believe it or not, the real reason they changed it is because crazy people believe in UFOs. And this is real. That's what they're implying by changing the name.
Okay. So now we don't have to call this episode about UFOs. It's going to be UAPs.
That's right. That's right.
Because now, we're not crazy. We're not crazy. Right.
And I'll be honest with you. I'm not somebody that ever really believed that aliens were real. You know what I mean? I think that it's possible with the amount of stars and the amount of planets that are out there that there is possibly other life someplace out there. But I don't think that they're coming here to visit us, or I didn't think that anyway. Now,
what about intelligent life?
And well, that's a different story. You know, like, we talk about there's mushrooms on Mars.
I mean, I understand. Like you said, now we're kind of seeing some evidence that maybe points in a different direction. And we're going to talk about why we think that that's, you know, real, you know, that some of this evidence is maybe not just man-made. Like, either all of a sudden our military has stepped up their fucking game, like leaps and bounds, or there's something going on out there. And I guess, you know, it's worth talking about. There is a lot of video footage from the military that's been confirmed as real by our government. And that's pretty impressive. I will say, you guys have heard about Elon Musk. You might know him from Tesla. And he's SpaceX, right? Isn't he that guy? All right. So anyway, Elon Musk, they said, hey, what do you think about the Pentagon's acknowledgement that Navy pilots have seen objects flying in our airspace using an advanced technology we can't identify, let alone explain or reproduce? And Elon Musk said, honestly, I think I would know if there were aliens. So, I mean, if nobody told him.
This is what I'll say. I think that Elon Musk is an alien.
What? And he's trying to cover it up? That's why he's able to pull off these space feats that even NASA couldn't do?
Right. He's an alien.
Here's the thing, though. Like, if you're
look
some kind
though.
Of
just look at him and listen to him talk. Watch a video of him and tell me he's not. There's something not right there.
Yeah, but you're talking about when he was on Joe Rogan getting high, right? When he was on Joe Rogan's show getting high.
Yeah, I remember that. That was definitely interesting to see him take a big puff off of a blunt.
Californians, who knew? I do feel like if you're like the smart guy, like I would say, you know, I haven't, you know, I can understand coming out and being like, hey, you know what? I still haven't seen real evidence that convinces me that it's really someone from another planet or something like that. I don't know. I can't explain it, but I just, it still feel that it could be man-made or whatever. That's an honest answer and acceptable to me. But to just dismiss things, no, that's just dumb because it can't be. And how can you be like super genius and close-minded? Yeah, let me come up with, you know, like, I feel like that's the thing. Has Elon Musk really done anything new? Or has he just said, hey, I'll get the government to give me money to do what they want me to do because I'm a shill? Okay. Was that a little crazy? Sorry.
It's okay. That's what the show is for, man.
We're allowed being to be crazy. A little crazy? All right.
Yeah. So why not?
All right. Let's kind of get into it here. Now, I guess it all starts where things all of a sudden UFOs started being accepted into the mainstream with the David Fravor incident. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Yep.
He's a U.S. Navy pilot. I think he's retired now.
Yep.
And in 2017, I believe it was, he encountered some sort of an aircraft. Now, this information didn't come out immediately, but once footage leaked, then they started talking about it a little bit.
Right.
Now, who's the one that saw the tic-tac, right? The flying tic-tac.
They kept saying, can't you describe it? Can't you describe it? He's like, look, think of what a tic-tac looks like. White, smooth, rounded edges. That's it. That's what I saw. And they kept kind of, you know, well, yeah, but describe it. And he's like, are you not understanding what a tic-tac looks like? Right. Now, there were a couple of key things that were pretty awesome here. One, it blocked or jammed the radar.
Pick it up on radar first, though. They were tracking it with radar. And then it jammed the radar.
Then it was able to the video, it disappeared from video. They're watching it and then it's just gone. So, you know, you lost visual sighting of it. The other thing, it went from 80,000 feet to 1 foot above sea level in a second. That's where you kind of get into the, that's not a, and then the thing is, you know, that's not one of ours or something we created. That's where you get into that leaps and bounds. There were no signs of propulsion. Like, you know, you see, move kind of thing, right? With, you know, we see a condensation. Right.
None of those things.
Nothing going on. So that's where you got into, where it kind of says, hey, it's pretty hard to dismiss this. And that's, you know, that's what really brought it into the mainstream. Now, it turns out 47% of I'm getting ahead of myself. So we set up a task force in the U.S. Navy. Now, what are they called?
That's the Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Task Force. And that's set up by the U.S. Office of Naval Intelligence. And it's used to standardize collection and reporting of sightings of unexplained aerial vehicles, sometimes termed UFOs. And that was established last year, 2020. And David Norquist is the one that's in charge of that. David Norquist is a former U.S. Deputy Secretary of Defense. So he's not the Secretary of Defense.
May have seen Luis Elizondo all over the internet. Now, this guy claims that he used to run the ATIP. But I kind of find it weird that it's only created a year ago. When did he used to run it? Like, you know, would you have it for 2 weeks? Or
ATIP ran from, I think, 2012 to 2017. So that's the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. That's ATIP.
That's what Elizondo was running, and we see him all over the internet. So I was kind of checking out, and he says typically 47% of UFO sightings can be explained. All right. Mm-hmm. Now that means that it's our government, another government, some kind of secret program that's whatever, but you know, we kind of are like, yeah, we know what that is. Just shut up. Ignore that. That didn't happen. You didn't see a plane that could do that. You know, that kind of shit, right? These are the stealth bombers flying out of Roswell and shit like that, right? Anyway, so, or not Roswell, what is Area 51, right? Okay. So here are the things that kind of separate alien from, you know, ours or Russian or German or whatever, because I know the Germans have a lot of technology they stole from aliens.
Right.
I know Hitler was kind of had that Hitler, thing going. Yeah. Right. Yep. So, well, that's where jet propulsion came from, right? It's from alien technology, which is weird that they surpassed that and we don't see any propulsion anymore. So they've clearly moved on in the 50 years.
Right. They're not but using I think, rockets anymore.
You know how technology kind of advances exponentially? So if they're already 50 years ahead of us, then it's like a million years ahead of us because, you know, exponential, right? All right. So anyway, couple of things. One, a UFO, for it to be like, hey, we can't explain this, this is fucking wacky, has instantaneous acceleration. The human body can only withstand like 9 Gs.
Right. And that's for a short period of time.
Right. A F-16 can actually fly at 17 Gs. But again, you have the limitations of the human body, so we can do what we can do. Now, the thing is, and so you got to realize then that means unmanned, you're kind of looking in that kind of 17 to 20 G area with unmanned without trying to protect a body. Now, the UFOs we've seen with the instantaneous acceleration, we've seen as much as 600 Gs.
Right.
So that's a world away from what we're capable of. So to be like, well, it's just Russian technology that we don't know about, or that's the Chinese. And how could really the Chinese have anything better than us when they just steal our shit anyway? I mean, if you
really everything they have.
If we haven't invented it, then how could the Chinese have it? Because they only invent it after we invent it.
Well, see, a lot of people think that that's bullshit, but the truth is this. The people in China, they're one step above slaves. You know what I mean? And the fact of the matter is, slaves don't invent things. Slaves can do work, but they don't invent things. You need a free man to come up with a new idea.
Now, that's where, actually, I get a... I kind of am willing to be like, hey, maybe the Nazis did have some alien technology. And here's why. Because you had the tight government control and like the forced labor scientists, right? They weren't free men kind of thing. When, like I'm talking about like actually like during World War II. Remember, because they made ridiculous advances in science during World War II. And, you know, we always, as capitalists and freedom loving people are like, yeah, it's only the free mind that comes up with great shit, right? You know, that's that whole Ayn Rand thing or, you know, whatever. But damn, they came out with some great shit. Then that's why we stole all those Nazi scientists. Remember, we're like, yeah, you were working for the enemy and supporting evil, but you got some really good shit going on there. So we could have donuts and coffee and set you up here. You know, like it's going to kind of be like a little closed office and, you know, you might not see the sun, but we could hook you up.
Remember, remember all those Jews that you hung outside your factory? Let's just pretend that didn't happen. Don't talk about it anymore. And let's get to work on some rockets.
Let's make some rockets. And then all of a sudden America's like, yeah, we're number one freedom. Look at what we can do. Yeah. So. Like, you know how that shit is, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can understand how there's a little of that. All right, next thing, number two. All right, so instantaneous acceleration was one. Number two is hypersonic velocity. Now, we typically, when we're kicking ass, it's like an SR-71, and we're going like Mach 5.
Right, and that's topping out aircraft. that's you know, the fastest that we have.
Right. So Mach 5, and that's around the neighborhood of like 3,200 miles an hour. Right. That's fast. That's,
Mach now, 5 is five times the speed of sound.
The thing is, if you have something that can go 3,200 miles an hour, if you want to make a turn, you don't take a turn at 3,200 miles an hour because you're like, oh shit, we're going 3,200 miles an hour. I want to make a right angle turn. They said it would take half the state of Ohio for that plane to make a right angle turn, you know, to clear that 90 degrees.
Right.
While going 3,200 miles an hour, obviously, you know, I mean, it can obviously turn in a way shorter distance, but it can't at that speed without ripping apart. Now, the UFOs appear to be going 15,000 miles an hour. You'll note that's about five times, and doing right angle turns. Now, somebody did bring to my attention, well, does that mean they do an instantaneous stop and then turn and instantaneously start again? Because would we know? But again, just stopping, you know, 15,000 miles an hour to zero, kind of a big deal.
Right. Can't do that quick.
Next is low observability. We don't have technology right now where to the naked eye, we can make things completely like disappear or, you know, blend in ridiculously. We have a real hard time with that, with being universal. I know in the military, they've worked on some technology where they have these like cloaking blankets and shit like that, where it's actually able to take a picture of one side and kind of mirror it on the other side. I mean, I think in my mind, that doesn't seem that far away for us that we could do something like that with a plane. But I don't know. The ATIP seems to feel that that's a pretty big deal. Trans-medium travel. Now, this would mean something. So when we build something, it's like awesome on land. It's awesome in the air. It's awesome in space with no resistance and atmosphere. Or it's awesome like in the water, like a submarine, but it's rare that we can put something together that's awesome at everything. Cause you don't have, you know, like wings and shit like that if you want to go through space or water, but you do, you know, when we want to go through air and kick ass, right? And same thing, you know, on land. That's one of the things where a lot of the new space technology we're seeing is kick-ass underwater. We've seen it function out in the atmosphere in space, I guess we're kind of assuming. And they're also, you know, how come we never see them like zipping through space? You know, we're never like, hey, look at that flyby, right? I mean, I know that big thing flew in front of the sun and shit. It's kind of, we catch it in the atmosphere or whatever. But anyway, bottom line, transmedium travel, which, again, it kicks ass. You know, it's awesome in the air. It's awesome underwater. It's awesome out in space. And they don't seem to have limitations like we do. Next is they appear to be anti-gravity. And I don't mean that they came up with anti-gravity. What I mean is they came up with propulsion that we don't understand. Right?
Right.
Or maybe it is just magic anti-gravity, like the boots they used to have in the movies. They had the anti-gravity boots.
You know. I remember.
So they appear to have no lift, force, you know, anything like that. They just, you know, move without any signs of propulsion. So that's a big thing. Now, another thing that's been coming out is, and maybe this is where Elon Musk is like, hey, you know, I don't believe in space travel or, you know, aliens from space. What if, and this is actually kind of gaining a lot of headway, what if these spaceships are actually coming from the oceans? Right. Do you know that we know more about the moon than we do about the bottom of the ocean? See? So, I mean, these are things you need to kind of, you know, expand your mind a little bit. Like, hey, where's this shit coming from? Is it really coming from our core? I don't
know. Hollow Earth. Reptilian technology.
Now, when pressed, the government said that, and again, this is coming from that Luis Elizondo guy. It's basically about once a week we're seeing some kind of UFO thing in the military, you know, where we can kind of document it. And it's weird that they want to kind of hang out where our military is. I mean, maybe our military is just everywhere and observing shit, but I feel like I guess that's part of it is they're always out on the water, right? It's always the Navy. And a lot of the alien stuff does seem to be out over the ocean. That's where, you know, we're catching a lot of it and seeing it. But also, are they maybe attracted to our presence and us being out there and doing stuff? You know, are the aliens like, hey, let me show you what I can do? Or, you know, hey, let's check out. We want to see your technology up close. You know, what is it?
Or is it, or are they just keeping an eye on things? Keeping an eye, seeing what kind of technology we've got and whether or not they have to be worried about it. Threat assessment, right?
So maybe we should keep it on the down low. Maybe we shouldn't be advertising awesome we are. Should be telling
them. Mm-hmm. Now, this is Harry Reid. Harry Reid said, all we're saying, nobody has to agree with why it's there, but shouldn't we at least be spending some money to study all these phenomena? Ooh. So doesn't that make sense that we would at least, maybe we don't know what it is, maybe we can't figure out what it is, but shouldn't we at least be paying attention and trying to figure out what it is? Shouldn't we at least be documenting what's going on? Because anytime anyone sees something and they're so scared to say anything because they don't want to ruin their career, that information just gets lost.
Right. Well, one, I feel like anytime I find myself agreeing with Harry Reid, there's something concerning going on. Mm-hmm. Right. That's right out of the gate, right? Mm-hmm. Number two, even if you're like, well, I'm not worried. I don't think there's a threat and we don't care what's going on out there because they're light years away, whatever. There was a really good book, Armada, written by Klein, who wrote Ready Player One. Mm-hmm. And that actually kind of addressed some kind of alien invasion, I'm just saying. And they were actually staging on the dark side of the moon. I'm just saying. But even if you're thinking.
See, now it's coming full circle, because isn't that where the secret Nazi base is on the dark side of the moon?
You're seeing. They had alien technology. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have, you know, you don't need to necessarily accept that you feel that it's a big threat. But what I would say is, could we learn from their propulsion? You know, if we see things that are physically possible, like I think the idea of knowing something is possible makes it so much more achievable. Like when in your mind, you're like, oh, we can make that safe to eat or we can make that whatever. It gives you a drive to, you know, to recreate or, you know, reproduce something. And I think the confidence and the will to keep going. And I think, you know, seeing that there's technology out there that's so capable that we should be, hey, there is a way to do it without propulsion like we see. Let's investigate where that's coming from and how, you know. To me, that only makes sense. And does it not make us all better?
Right. Well, I mean, so when you get down to it, what exactly are these things, right? So there's a couple options of what they could be.
Okay.
It could be just a big, massive government psychological game they're playing to get more money. Yeah, and they love playing fucking stupid pranks on people and tricking us into thinking that, you know, we have to go to war with somebody because they've got, you know, nuclear weapons when they don't or whatever. You know, they like to play those games, so maybe they just need more money. But here's the thing.
Are you talking about weapons of mass destruction?
Here's the thing. The government, the Pentagon doesn't need to, like, make up bullshit to get more money. They just say, we want more money, and they have more money. They have enough money to do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Or they could sell heroin and make money that way.
Smuggle coke into the United States.
Right.
They've got ways of making money. Could it be foreign countries' experimental aircraft that we don't understand the technology yet? I don't think that's very likely because, you know, the CIA is actually pretty good at what they do. And as shitty and secretive as they might be, I don't think that another government would be able to advance past us this far without us at least knowing about it.
Right.
Right.
I feel like we broke down some points that there's a lot of areas they are kind of light years ahead of us.
Right. But, right.
As you were. Stuff
that we are not capable of with our current technology, not even close to being capable of.
Right.
Could be time travelers. What if it's time travelers coming back from the future, sending probes to see what happens?
I mean, I gotta tell you, if we're willing to dismiss, like, aliens were completely unfathomable 10, 15 years ago, people, you know, you definitely were a kook if you thought it. But now,
you shouldn't even believe in aliens. You know, I'm not going to believe in aliens until I get probed myself. You know, I want my own anal probe before I believe
it. That sounds like a challenge. Like, I think they're out there listening.
I ain't buying none of this stuff till that happens.
Oh, I'm not willing to throw that gauntlet down, is all I'm saying. But, you know, hey, to each his own, right? If that's where you want to be, you know. Oh, shit, that's fucked up. My butt puckers up just hearing about it.
Now, the other options are it could be from some sort of being that we don't understand, whether it's some sort of ocean floor intelligent life that we have no connection with and no understanding of, or something from a different solar system. Now,
yes,
it's not really easy to travel from one solar system to right now with our current technology. The fastest we could get to another star system would be 1,000 years. That's the fastest we could do it with current technology.
Okay.
So it's not something that's easily done, right? You know, if you're going to make that trip, and that's to the closest star, which probably doesn't have any alien life on it because they just had a big solar flare. Polaris just had a big solar flare and probably would have killed everything on any of the planets that are near it.
Now, are we afraid that's going to happen to us? I mean, should I just walk around being afraid the sun's going to kill us at any moment?
Yeah, any second it could happen. You could also have an aneurysm. It doesn't even happen at a certain age. It could happen to a 15-year-old and a 50-year-old or a 100-year-old. You could just drop dead of an aneurysm at any time. Any second this could happen to you.
Any second.
So, same thing.
All right.
And now, so the Pentagon is scheduled to make a declassified report to the Senate in next month, in June. So,
and this will be released to the public? Is that
this will be released to the public? Right. Okay. Declassified, right. So all this information has to be made public. Any information that they have has to be made public, but it's in regards to unidentified aerial phenomenon, not in regards to any sort of technology the U.S. government might have captured. And there has been somebody that has come out and said that the United States is in possession of exotic materials.
Ooh.
I don't know what the fuck exotic materials are, but they possess it. So what does that mean? Does that mean the government has craft that, or has pieces of craft? And if this technology is so advanced, why the fuck is it crashing all the time?
Yeah. It's a good point. What if we shot it down? But how did we shoot it down if they're so advanced?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do remember, like, we had those aliens in that glass locker and we saw in that movie on Independence Day.
Oh, yeah.
And they were pretty creepy. They had that whole mind control thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 I always saw that one of my favorite movies.
Just yeah. Because they blew up. I liked when they blew up Congress.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
You got to appreciate any aliens.
That and Guy Fawkes Day, right?
Right. Anybody that'll do that, I kind of appreciate where they're coming from.
Yeah. Well, nobody likes an oppressive government. That's what I would say. And I know in America we like to pretend we don't have an oppressive government, but.
But also, they know about all this shit. They know all this shit. They're not telling us. It's our tax money. Why the fuck are you spending all this money and then not telling us what the fuck you're doing with it? Well, how about that? How about give me my fucking money back? Or tell me what you're doing with it. That ain't going to happen, though. That's not how it works. They don't listen to me when I say that.
I don't know. So, I don't know. That's what I got. I feel like we've exhausted our knowledge on aliens is what I feel like. I do think you bring up some valid points. I mean, it could be something we haven't even considered. Like, you know, you're like, oh, well, is it from under the ocean? I mean, that's kind of a new idea. People weren't really generally accepting that as, because I guess the idea is if it was coming from under the ocean, in my mind, why I find that hard to believe, we would have saw the progression of the technology. So, you know, back 50 years ago, we would have saw them flying kind of planes that are, you know, by our standard, whereas, you know, to advance to the level that they're at. We would have seen a progression of the advancement is how it works in my mind. All right. Mm-hmm. Not saying that they weren't, you know, hey, that shit was there and they just thought it was wizards and shit. You know, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? But then, all right. So if it developed from far away and it just took them a while to reach us, then that kind of fits with, you know, alien technology and it just kind of showing up. You know, like, hey, all of a sudden it got a lot more dramatic, right? But I think your theory of something so far outside the box of, like, time travel, you know, it could be anything, you know? There's, you know, maybe they have that kind of, Star Trek, you know how they used to just, like, beam people to different stuff, you know, it could be anything like that, you know, who knows, all of a sudden, hey, I just got beamed to over there, that's how I disappear, you know, I just you know, any of this is possible, because here's the thing, it's impossible until it is, you know, it's one of those things that there's no way, you know, mankind could fly at Mach 1, you know, that's completely unfathomable. You know, 200 years ago, you're like, that's not even anything that anybody could ever get to. And yet, you know, we keep progressing, we keep getting better and better. And I mean, I guess that's your thrive to survive and, you know, push on for something cooler. But it's also, hey, there could be something bigger that we don't even understand yet. And I think that's really what it comes down to, is keeping your mind open and open to possibilities. So that's where I'm at on this.
What do you think, Chuck? Aliens, are they real or not?
Oh, I have to give a hard answer on that one.
What is your impression?
I'm going to say that there's beings out there that we don't understand or know. Yes. I'm going to go with yes. So if that's aliens, then so be it. You know, are they coming from the ocean floor? Maybe. Are they whatever? But is there intelligent life out there that we do not know about? I'm going to have to say yes, looking at the evidence presented before me.
Yeah, I would definitely have to say that there's something going on that we don't understand. I'm still not going to buy a new intelligent life from another planet just yet. I'm not going to jump on board with that.
So you're thinking it might just be government. Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It might be government action.
I think that there's shit that's going on that we don't understand. And to jump right onto the alien bandwagon, I don't know if I'm going to do it.
Well, I wasn't, you know, I don't
know what you're saying.
Think, I don't think that there's going to be green men landing in the backyard, but that would be terrifying. Tell me you wouldn't be a little creeped out if you saw some of those like gray rubbery people with the big eyes walking around back there and the long fingers. That's some creepy mm-hmm. shit. That's what I'm saying.
That's some creepy shit.
That's some creepy yeah. shit.
And
so you were saying,
if little green men or big green men showed up by my backyard, I think the first thing I would do is see if they were edible. I'd want to eat them.
Yeah. Okay.
And maybe that's rude, but I mean, if somebody just drops you off in like the middle of the Sahara, lions are going to see you. They might not recognize a person, but they're going to try and eat you. They're going to see if you're edible. Sharks so do the same thing.
You're akin to a lion.
Why is that so weird? Why is that so weird that I would see something new? I want to know if I can eat it. That's all.
You have grocery stores and a refrigerator available to you, whereas the lion's kind of constant search in life is to get food. We kind of opened the door on food being kind of readily available. Maybe that's where the distinction is. I believe they call it the evolution of man. No. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, I just like interesting and new foods. I like exotic flavors. What do they taste like? They're not going to taste like mammals. They're completely different. It's not going to taste like fish. It's going to be something you've never had. I've eaten lizard and I've eaten dog and horse and shark and squid and octopus. Why is it so strange that I would want to know what they taste like? That's all I'm asking.
I will give you, you know, Food Network.
I don't think it's popular.
People are always looking for the next new flavor. They could be, you know, an amazing treat. You know what? All right. If we see aliens, mm-hmm. we'll cook them up. All right. We'll bag them, tag them,
right.
throw them on all the right. grill. All right. We're going to do that. We're going to find some aliens. We're going to cook them up. If any of you guys have seen aliens, have recipes, something you want to share, we'd be happy to hear about it. You can email us mm-hmm. at preppingbadass@gmail.com. Also, if you have show topics or things that concern you, maybe Kevin's facial hair, whatever it is, let us know. We'd be happy to address it. You may not like the answer you get, but we'd be happy to address it. Also, you may want to leave a review wherever you downloaded this podcast and let people know how much you appreciate it and how awesome the podcast is. Yeah.
And if you can get on there and read some other reviews, there's some real comedians leaving reviews.
There's
some funny shit on there. Most of it's insulting, stuff, but I still find it.
Brings a tear to my eye, you know? But hey, you know, we don't fault you. You do what you got to do. You be you. That's what I say. If you really love the show, Kevin keeps promising me new patches are coming. I don't really know. I'm optimistic. How about that? You could subscribe at patreon.com/preppingbadass and be a sponsor of the show. Like I said, it may get you a patch one day. I don't know. We'll look into that. But also, if you really love the show and you want to show people, you know, you're a fan, check out preppingbadass.com. And we have some cool gear available there. And I'm thinking of a new shirt, Prepping Badass logo in the corner, stay strapped or get clapped on the back.
There you go.
Does that work?
Uh-huh.
With that, stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
The Survival and Basic Badass podcast is a proud member of the Self-Defense Radio Network.